Hi, I'm Ebony, and I believe that stories change lives, and everyone has a story worth telling. Sometimes, unfortunately, we let our self-doubt get in the way of us writing our stories and sharing our stories. So that's why I created Motivation to Write as a source of motivation and inspiration to help writers like you and me share our stories with the world. So I talk to the experts ranging from entrepreneurs to marketers to authors to therapists to psychologists who share their knowledge and their advice to help writers like you and me step into our full potential. Welcome to Motivation to Write. I'm Ebony, and I'm so happy that you are here with me. Happy Monday. I'm always excited that you're here with me on Mondays because they are the start of a new week with new opportunities. And I'm going to pose the question, how do you want to show up this week? And I think that this week's inspiration is going to empower you to show up in your fullness this week. I interviewed Emily Thoreau Threat. I have to like think of how to say her last name because I just want to say Threat, but it's Threat. I interviewed her in the summer. Most of my guests, I interviewed them this summer, but I posted it this weekend, and she is an author. I should have had the title of her book like right in front of me, but I don't. But anyways, you can check out the interview on Motivation to Write. Her specialty is helping people through their grief using writing because she experienced a lot of grief. She lost two husbands to illness, her sister recently, and other loved ones. And she uses writing, or she learned, I think after the death of her second husband is when she really learned how powerful writing can be in processing grief. And one of the stories that she told really blew me away. And she says that one of her friends, this was a few, not long after her second husband passed in 2017, one of their friends, her husband just suddenly died. And he was younger than Emily's husband. This is a younger couple. She said that the husband who passed, the friend's husband who passed, would call her husband, Emily's husband, dad. So there was, just to give you a sense of the age difference there. So this was a very young couple or young man who died. And Emily wrote his wife, his grieving wife, 52 messages of encouragement, one per week for a year. She didn't write them, she said, she wrote them all in one setting or in one, like, how do I say? She didn't write them like one week at a time. She wrote them kind of all at one time and then sent them out throughout the year. And she handmade the cards. They were really cards that she handmade and then wrote these messages of encouragement and inspiration. I was really touched by that story. Can you imagine writing 52 letters of encouragement and support to one person and sending them out weekly? And can you imagine what it feels like to be the receiver of these handmade, beautiful, messaged cards? So I came up with 7-day love note challenge for myself, but I would really love if you would join me because I feel like if one person can write 52 messages, whatever you want to call them, in one setting and send them out throughout the year, surely I can write 7 and send them out during the week. So I'm going to write one per day, or maybe I'll write all seven in one day. I don't know. We'll see. But the point is, one per day will be going out to a different recipient, and I'm going to include myself in those recipients. I'm going to at least write one to myself. I think that's a good exercise to every once in a while write a love letter to yourself. Maybe you always, I don't know, maybe every day write a love letter to yourself if that's what you need. So I invite you to join me, because when you begin to write down how much you care and love and appreciate someone, there's something that happens within you where you begin to really feel good, and you begin to feel inspired, and you begin to build your courage and build your confidence. It takes a lot of courage and confidence, I feel, to write down how much you love and appreciate someone and to give it to them. So if we do that seven times this week, imagine, first of all, the people on the receiving end of these letters, how much it's going to make them feel loved and appreciated. And then how wonderful it will make us feel to be able to bless those seven people, or that one person, whoever it is that you're sending these to or giving these to, how much it's going to really help us to feel empowered and wonderful. So starting today, let's write one love note per day and send it out to someone. And you know what? I'm going to share my experiences in the Facebook group. And I encourage you, if you have not joined, which I know you haven't because I'm the only person in the group so far. I just started the group this weekend. So I will be sharing my experiences in the group. And I encourage you to share your experiences in the group, especially the ones that you write to yourself. If you do write to yourself, I think those are the ones I'm going to really share. I don't think I'll share the ones I write to other people, but the ones that I write to myself, I'll share those in the Facebook group. And yeah, we'll see what happens. Thank you so much for sharing these few minutes with me today. You can follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Matt Motivation to Write, and you can follow me at Twitter. I'm at Ebony Haywood, and you can sign up for my newsletter at zayzo.com. And did you know that I'm hosting a 15-minute, I call it 15 minutes with you interview. So if you go to my website, maybe I'll post a link in the show notes also. I'm trying to do some market research, and I would love to talk to people who are listening to my podcast or people on my email list to get a feel for what your needs are and what your concerns are and how I can be of service to you as an energy healer. So you can schedule a 15-minute, or actually it's a 30-minute interview with me, where I ask you three questions about how you manage stress, and then I give you 15 minutes of my time, or you could ask me questions about energy and chakras and writing and whatever. So yes, please schedule a 15-minute interview, because I'd love to pick your brain, get to know you, say hi. It'll be lovely. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you next time. Bye-bye.